The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Jethel's show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale. Get started! Back off! I got it in a tonga, I'm not the feet to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational thing.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello everyone, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 13th of September, 2011. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me as always, my girl, the running of Lloyd, the tailor of fine armors, the collector of cogs, and the reason we have a mature audience morning at the top of the show, Agadina!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. It's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkins videos, and get our social links, you can find them all at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkin?
Good.
Good? That's it? Just good?
Wonderful.
Not fantabulous or anything like that?
Give me a break.
I give no breaks.
Why not?
I draw no quarter.
Yeah, you do.
I do? All right, whatever. So, I started participating in the public quest once again.
Yay! It's not that bad, is it?
No.
So, and you got what?
I got my, got helm and leggings in the last couple days.
What type?
Hold on a second, let me get here.
There's two types.
Leggings. The Chaucis of Subversion.
Okay, Subversion's the good stuff.
Okay, good.
Malevolence. Yeah, it's really nice looking, but it's not as good. I wouldn't mind having a set just for appearances. Because it's a dark color.
All right, so the stuff in the Storm Gorge is better than the stuff over in the ring area, or is it just depends on how much DPS you put out?
That's about it. You can get it either place.
Okay.
It's just that the leggings tend to drop in one than the other one. And don't ask me which one it is right now, because I don't remember, and the guys probably listening in the channel could be able to tell me quicker than me guessing. Okay. I think the leggings drop in the ring.
All right, Lara says that it's random. The subversion...
No, I don't know.
Ceres says the subversion stuff can drop in either.
Yes. But I'm just saying, the leggings tend to drop, I think, more in the ring. The breastplate can drop in either one.
I mean, it could very well be random. This just happens to be your experience with it. You know, like, Lara has yet to see the friggin' breastplate, and you've seen it quite a few times.
Well, I've gotten mine. That's it.
Right, so that's just your experience with it. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that's your experience.
Well, that's what I've read, that the leggings drop in the ring, I believe.
Okay.
And the shoulders and stuff.
I mean, from the looks of it, I've gotten all of the common stuff. I now need, like, the chest. I've got boots. Let's see. I got boots. I got legs. I got coif. I got cuffs. I got spalders. I got wrists. So I basically just need the chest piece.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I will continue to try.
And then there's the weapon, too.
Oh, yes, the weapons show. I have not seen that at all, really.
I have it.
Okay, well, I will continue to try.
Link it. It is... Let's see. Yeah, this one. Dun, dun, dun. Is that link good?
Dagger of Submerged.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see that. Oh, yeah, that is a nice one. Mm-hmm. Better ratio and better stats than what I'm using now. It doesn't look bad. So I will continue my endeavors on upgrading my armor, at least getting to the point where I can start throwing some good adornments on. But I'm telling you, nothing screws up your total DPS in one of those things like being dead! That's what I get for sniper shotting the big guy. The boss.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, hon.
At least not until I'm sure someone else already has him. But, you know, I asked, yo, who's my main tank? And they told me who the main tank was. And he wasn't doing dick! I'm like, target someone for fuck's sake! So, I'm, you know, okay, well, there's an epic mob right there. I targeted him. Of course, I didn't realize no one else was on him. They were going after somebody else. So I sniped him and got my ass handed to me really, really fast.
That can't happen.
Yeah. And then I'm like, need a res here. Res. Anyone?
There's no res. You just res yourself and revive yourself and run back.
Yep. No, somebody res me the second time I died. Uh-oh, you know what? This isn't good.
What?
I am missing. I have a blank hotkey on my third bar. What the hell got moved by accident? Now I'm gonna have to go through all of my friggin' spells to figure out what the heck it was.
Thought you had your keys saved.
Not the most recent set that I have. Oh well. Either that or I can I'll probably just find a screenshot and at least look for the icon.
There you go. That works.
Here we go. Well, we had a good time last week. We went to the AFK Tavern.
They have mead.
They have mead.
Lovely mead.
They have stuff. I'm going to go to the AFK Tavern website right now. AFK Tavern. I'll go to that. And some of the stuff they have looks real interesting. AFKTavern.com. And then you can download their, they have a, their menu.
Pan Galactic Gargle Blaster. I didn't try that.
But you must.
I don't know about that one. That one sounds really,
kick
my ass.
I mean, Talaru from the Antonia Vale Service, one of our friends in real life, and she was saying that she went there a while back and found it to be very, very expensive. It was what, the special of the day or something like that?
Yeah.
It was what, $12? We got, you know, a steak and mashed potatoes and corn. And I don't think it was that bad.
No. I mean, their drink prices, I mean, for their mixed drink type things, you know.
Mm-hmm. So let's see, what's some of the more interesting stuff on the menu here? Let's see. Oh, and one of the things I love about this place, by the way, the AFK Tavern is a gamer's tavern. Geek and gamer, artisan bar and grill is what it's called. And their menu, they print it up like it's done a patch. So their current menu is called the pre-final patch menu, beta 0.99.1F. And they have, like, you know, new patch, We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, so you know the rules, and so do I.
I would read the next line. I like that one.
See, 0.99.1 update --. No Rick Roll. Fix more typos. Spawned new spring summertime beers. Updated happy hour specials. Reanimated mead selection to the back page. It's funny. It reads just like patch notes when they update something.
Yeah.
So, so some of the stuff is like the Iron Dragon Stink.
Which it sounds really good, but it's going to be really hot, too.
Yeah, so let's see what we got here. A half pound of flat iron steak grilled in dragon fire and grilled served sautéed veggies and GLaDOS baked potato. I don't know what GLaDOS.
The dragon sauce has got habaneros in it.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I could handle that or not.
Dragon steak smothered in a fiery pepper, whiskey, and Grand Mariner sauce.
Grand Marnier.
Grand Marnier, okay. And they also have one called the Grand Drake.
Maybe that's the one with the habaneros. One that's got habaneros on it. I was like, whoa.
They have a dish called the Spaghetti Monster. The Double Delicious Poached Spaghetti Monster with our yummy house marinara sauce. It cannot block flying creatures.
Spaghetti Monster.
But yeah. But, you know, all in all, it's a great place. A great atmosphere.
Lots of friendly people.
Oh,
yes.
The
staff is wonderful.
The staff was great. Matter of fact, we had such a good time. Da-da-da-da. We will be broadcasting live from the AFK Tavern on September 27th, which is in, 2 weeks?
Something like that.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, on the 27th of September, we will be broadcasting live from the AFK Tavern, and if anyone is in the Western Washington area and would like to come around and, you know, have a drink with us,
come be on the show.
Yeah, come be on the show. We'll interview you. We'll let you say hi and stuff like that, and give a shout out to your guild. You know, if you're in the area, come on over. Very special guests. We will be trying to get an interview with management of the AFK Tavern.
Of course.
And
we learn a little bit more about how and when and
how
why.
And when and why and what the hell were you drinking when you came up with this?
They've got all sorts of gaming stations set up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 360s, and then they've got big screens, and you know.
And you can bring your own computer. They have free Wi-Fi and free landline if you don't have Wi-Fi.
I mean, we walked through there. There was people over playing Magic. They had
Magic the Gathering. They had
it was like a D&D board type game. You know?
Yeah, it wasn't D&D.
I didn't stop long enough to figure out what they were doing.
Yeah, it wasn't D&D, but it was close. To answer Curel's question, we did not meet any EQ2 players, and we're hoping to fix that. So our very special guest, who will not be in the tavern, unfortunately, but will be joining us via Skype, will be Linda Carlson, a.k.a. The Brass. Brass will be joining us, and you know, we'll have Brass and the manager of AFK Tavern on the show at the same time. And who knows, maybe I can talk some of the Sony people into sending me some games to give away. You know, some copies of EverQuest or something like that. I think that'd be kind of cool. I'll write Linda, see if that's possible.
Well, I do know we're going to pack up a bunch of EQ2 stickers and lanyards that we've got.
Yep, we will be bringing what's left of the box with us. Handing it out and stuff like that.
Don't think anybody's going to want a barbecue.
Who knows? I'm certainly not going to ship it anywhere. That thing's heavy. Yeah, in our box of EverQuest related swag, there are two hibachis. One-time use hibachis.
They're one-time use hibachis.
Yeah, I guess they use them at the block party after fanfare.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be fine. I mean, it's just charcoal, for crying out loud. one-time use. They're made out of, but they're heavy. I'm not shipping these to anyone. So we can bring them with us and just hand them out to random people.
Here, have a hibachi.
Here, have a hibachi. But yeah, I'm going to contact Linda, see if we can get a couple copies of EverQuest 2 that we can give to someone.
Or something.
And I'll also see if the art department can send me a poster or something. Because they do have posters from all different kinds of games hanging up on the wall. They're all framed and stuff. Maybe they can. Maybe the art department can come up with something really quick. Send it to us. I'll frame it myself, you know?
That way we can leave our mark there?
Yeah.
It's very game-friendly, game-oriented place.
That's the whole point of it, you know? It's
game.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Urson's doing, but maybe we can get him up there, too. And
we'll have a party!
EverQuest 2 party at the AFK Tavern in Everett, Washington. And that's afktavern.com.
We'll just see who we can scare up.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. But there definitely needs to be a Sony Online presence in the tavern. I mean, World of Warcraft has their Alliance and Horde banners flying high at the tavern.
How rude.
How rude of them. We need to get an EverQuest 2 presence felt at the AFK tavern.
It's a must.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on the 27th in 2 weeks. We'll be broadcasting live. I'm also going to attempt to do a video stream at the same time so people can see what the tavern looks like. And drool over our meal.
This is the dragon steak. Don't you wish you were here?
I don't know if I'd have their mead again. I mean, I want to try some of their other drinks. Their Viking blood mead is a honey-type mead with hibiscus flowers. Oh, it was really tasty. Oh, my goodness. He brought me a taste of it. It was good. I got a glass of the other one, which is down at the bottom of the list.
Now,
don't ask me the name of it right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's something they did just for you, or if you can ask for a free sample, you know, to try an ale or something like that, and they bring it in a shot.
Well, he just brought it over so I could taste it and see the difference between, you know, why is one $4 and compared to $6, so. Yeah. And I can understand why the other one's a little more expensive. Damn, it was good. It was really good. I should have got a glass of that instead. It's worth the extra money, you know?
Yeah. So we'll certainly try to have a good time, and of course, the more people in the Washington area that come on up to see us, the better time we're going to have. So come on up, guys.
I don't want to be sitting there and nobody we know, no crickets. Oh, it's terrible. I'll go hide.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so we'll make those suggestions for Lucan and Antonia Vale banners. That would be kind of cool. Or whatever they can come up with.
Probably just an EQ2 poster would work.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only giving them like a week to come up with something, and then, you know, shipping time and stuff.
You always ask for stuff at the last minute.
No, they do. They're the one that had us do, you know, a month's work of work in 3 days.
Yeah, but we did it.
Yes, you did. It was all you, babe.
Oh, blame me now.
I'm not blaming you. You did a great job. Nothing to blame about that.
I'm teasing.
I know. So yes. I mean, if they were closer to home, I could see us going there like every other week or something like that, just for, you know. It's Jethel and Elkin's time to go out and just have a steak. You know? I mean, it's no problem for me. I work like a mile away from it, but
you gotta drive all the way up. Or down.
Down?
Down. Whichever.
Yeah, but then you don't have to ride the bus home.
True.
And no, he doesn't take the short bus.
No. I take
the really long bus.
Not buying that, huh? All right.
No. Really long bus.
The really long bus. Anyway. All right, so let's see here. We do have some birthdays to announce this week.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. A couple of them, anyway. And we'll have a visit from the birthday trolls here. So, let's see. Ima Summers, the International Customer Service Manager for Sony Online Entertainment. She was the one in the live version of the Ask a Drunken Dwarf that she wanted to know the dwarven mating ritual.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Julie Burness. I don't know what her character name is, but that's the associate game designer for Sony Online Entertainment. I'm not sure which game. Composer and singer Paul Williams.
Really?
His birthday is this week.
Wow.
I have him as a friend on Facebook. But then again, I think
you do?
But I think he just, you know, friends everyone.
you do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'll have to do that too because I really want to.
Yeah, just get the link from my friends list because there are several Paul Williams on that.
I'll get the right one. I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say, I have him as a friend on Facebook. Ah! How old is he now? God.
Oh, God. Let me see here. Let me get the Facebook here. Let's see. Paul Hamilton Williams. He is quite old.
I was going to say.
Well, let's see. Damn, it doesn't... Hold on a second. Calculator. 71 this year.
Oh, really?
Yep, he'll be 71.
Gosh. Wow.
Oh, my God. Someone, about 5 hours ago, someone linked an article to Paul Williams' Facebook page from 929dave.radio.com. A phantom no more. Paul Williams is still alive.
Oh, no.
God, it's going to be like Gabe Pagoda.
Yeah, I guess so.
Paul Williams is still alive. Speaking of Abe Pagoda, Abe Pagoda is still alive! Alright, so for those people, happy birthday, guys! Here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday!
Alright, so happy birthday, guys. Of course, if you want your birthday announced on the Gentle Silverwing Show, you can just email me, demon@kithacore.org, or friend me on Facebook. That's where I get my list from, mostly. But, yeah, that's all the birthdays for this week.
Hi. Hmm?
What?
I think you forgot one.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. Let me look through my notes. No? Oh, wait. Something down here in fine print.
A fine print?
Fine print. Hold on just a sec,
God, how did you get the High Elf sisters to sing?
No, happy birthday, baby.
Thank you. Where'd you get that?
I played it last year, hon.
You did?
Yeah, I found I found it on Rhapsody, I think. It was a whole collection of these women singing happy birthday, and they had like 100 different names, and Jenna was one of them.
Well, that's close enough. Seems everybody calls me Jenna.
Mm-hmm. So, happy birthday, baby.
Thank you. It isn't till tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I posted what they did to my desk.
Yes, the guys at your work decorated your desk. That was very cute. I saw that.
Well, you know, every year I take a national holiday. On the 4th, it's my birthday. I take it off, period.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Vacation day.
I don't see any problem with that.
No. And we have a birthday committee at work, and when a person has a birthday, they decorate their desk up.
Right.
You know, and it's nice. I like it. It's cool, but I just don't like being there on my birthday. Just don't.
Well,
it's my birthday,
you.
Damn it. I'm going to sleep in, and, you know, I don't want a bunch of people coming by. And
of course, this year you actually have a lot of vacation time that you need to either take or lose.
So right, so I'm taking the whole friggin' week off this year.
I see how you are. I'm stuck at work. How the hell am I going to get up to go to work?
You're going to have to set your own alarm.
Yeah, but that means you're going to get woken up too.
No, I'll just roll over and ignore it.
Oh, then I'll roll over and then,
no,
you know,
I'll poke you until you
get 9 o'clock will roll around. My boss will call my work. Where the hell are you?
Oh, but these guys at work, they ninja'd me. They learn. They've learned from previous years because they've come in and they've decorated my desk up. And they think, oh, she's going to like it when she comes in tomorrow. Well, where's Liz next day? Where's Liz? Well, she's not in. She take the day off. So 2 years in a row, and they finally go
nice,
come
nice.
In this morning, and it's all decorated up. So, and they were pretty proud of themselves because they ninja'd me.
Very nice, very nice.
So now I'll have to take, like, the previous day off, too.
Ah.
We'll make it a game each year.
Sure, why not?
They'll probably start doing it, like, the week before, and I'll have to put up with that stuff all over my desk.
Damn her and her taking time off.
So, anyway. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I got... you can't see them all in the photograph, but there's Lay's... you know, laid all over my desk and a boa, feather boa, and,
mm-hmm.
and the sign and other sparkly things. It was this pink drink cup with a little bear in it. I asked him, can I have that? So I have
it made you
pink...
drink a bear?
No, I have a pink glass with a bear in it. Oh. Happy birthday, bear.
Okay, back to game stuff.
Well, no way, that was a game. I was playing a game with them.
Very true.
Catch me if you can.
Right, there are some interesting new items in the marketplace for those of you interested in marketplace stuff.
Oh, one of them has got to be a good... I have to get him along with...
That's right. Last week we announced that Quo Argrin, I think I'm saying
Quo,
this.
Yeah.
Quo, the little guy that everyone hates in the island of Mara, he became a doll last week. This week... Nathan Ironforge is now a doll, and apparently just like Quo, you can hail him in your house, and he could follow you around for an hour.
Oh, no! I have to get him tonight.
Okay, I want you to get him and tell me what he says. I want to know, you know, I was like, is that a no? Yeah. Actually, I don't know, does Quo say anything? When you follow,
I don't have Quo yet. I'm just going to.
Hmm.
I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that's gotten them.
I am going to take his little butt to Blackbro and show him what a friggin' no looks like.
Lyra says that Quo does say stuff when you bring him out.
There's a harvest. Can we harvest that? I can just see that.
Oh, God, yeah, I can see that. And for those of you who, we were actually talking about this on the Death of Silverwing show a couple of months ago, saying how that treasure hoard with the dragon that you liked so much.
Yeah.
We were saying how much that would be great without the dragon.
Yes.
It's there.
Yeah, just the gold. There's two types.
Yep, pile
one with gems
and one with
not. And it sparkles.
Yes, I see that. So, that's been out for over a week now, at least, but I don't think we mentioned it last week, so...
No, we missed that.
Is that also new this week is the Traveler's Pack Horse. That is a kind of a...
I don't know what kind of horse you would call this. It's gray with white patches.
It's just like the ones that you can get from the Far Seas Trading Company.
Yeah, but do the ones from the Far Seas have the pack on the back?
Yes, they do. Oh. I have the pack unicorn, I think. Is it a pack unicorn? Yeah. There's a
pack
unicorn.
Buying this one increases your ground speed by 135%.
Yeah, the other ones don't, if I remember. They don't increase anything.
Yeah. So, let's see, there's that. We talked about the kimono skin cloaks last week. There is
still
a new
like
sword. There is a new sword called the Night Slayer. I'll link that. I actually picked that one up.
You did?
I did. Now Jethel's wielding two-handed, baby.
Like you've always wanted.
Well, it's not a halberd, but... Oh, well. So let's see. It looks pretty interesting. There we go, the Night Slayer. It looks interesting. I like it. I look pretty cool wielding it.
Let's see.
Oh, yes, and there are two new kittens.
Oh, yeah. They go along with the mounts.
Yep, they're Prowler kittens. And they look to, like kitten versions of the Prowler mounts that you can get. And no, they don't have little tentacle-type things on their backs.
They're not that type of kittens.
Oh, that's right. The Mountain Prowlers don't have them either. Forgot about that.
No, those are the other ones I've been...
Lara says that they'll eat our faces off! Quite possibly. Quite possibly. Alright, let's see here. I don't think there's anything else. No, not very, very new. Yeah, that's about it. Okay, well, we've run out of stuff to talk about.
I just think it's pretty good that you're actually partaking in the public quests.
Well, I gotta do something. I'm getting killed by everything. I can't even do any freaking quests in Velios at all. For some reason, my stats have just gone to shit. And I just can't do anything. So I gotta do something.
Well, you know, I'm out here in Eastern Wastes doing writs, and what's amazing to me is just my auto attacks are more powerful than my normal attacks.
Hmm.
I mean, I hit them auto attack, I throw a snary shot on them, and just wait for the next auto attack, and they're dead. I was doing other writs up in Stonebrunt, and it's like... target auto attack and they're dead.
Just, oh, there you go.
Whoa. So let me zip back to the guild hall and I'll go get Nathan out and see what he does.
Nathan Ironforge.
Little Nathan Ironforge. I'm gonna have to put him in one of my other houses.
You know what you could do?
Because I have my house raided right now, and I actually have 3 awards, and I'm
ooh,
surprised.
Nice.
11 votes, 3 awards. Hey, that's cool.
There you go.
Got you don't lose the awards if you take it off and put it on again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I'll do that.
Yes.
From what I understand, the votes are only good for 24 or 48 hours anyway, or something. I don't know.
I'm not sure. Okay, my house is... I got 2 awards, but I received them twice.
Pull up my house and see.
So I've gotten top in creativity and top in style, and I've gotten them twice, apparently. Okay, let me find Eloquence.
Well, it's listed under Massive Housing. It's called Treasure of the Ages.
Let me see if I can find it. Unfortunately, they don't have a thing where you can just search for one. Oh, there it is. Treasure of the Ages. Yep. You've gotten creativity. Okay, you've gotten top in creativity 3 times. Once is in the current voting. And you got top in style 3 times.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. He is good. So who's in the Hall of Fame? I wonder what the different colors mean.
I don't know.
Do they have Ayaka's Tenebrous Island, but it's in a darker green than the rest of them?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Did they make Delph Choice Awards or something? Or
everyone in the Hall of Fame has. So, I don't know. I don't know what it means. I'm going to check this one out. Ayaka's Tenebrous Island. I love that they have the visit button right there. You can just visit any one of these just by hitting it.
I like that.
Providing that you have your rent paid up. So let's make that point. You have to keep your rent up or no one can visit the house.
So there.
It's loading in now. Oh, I think I've been here before. It's quite possible. Ah! I think you two just crashed on me. No. I'm back. There we go. What? Yeah.
Nothing.
But you know, that's one of the things you gotta remember when you go visiting these houses. The better they are, the more elaborate they are, and most likely you're going to turn into a slideshow. You know what I mean? Yeah, but this is nice. Ayaka's Tenebrous Island. I think I have been here. It looks nice. Got a living room with a television.
What's on the TV?
Anything? Looks like it could be Lord of the Rings. This is what the TV screen is. Pristine oil painting of a stone castle.
Lord of the Rings, probably.
Probably. Oh, yeah, they even have the screen tilted forward, so it's like a projection. That's cool. What the heck are these? Oh, Cromriff bars. They've made Cromriff bars into soft cushions. Into couches. So that looks cool. The kitchen. Living room. A library, of course. Cheated on the library. Used one of the pre-made ones. I know. So I will vote on this one, so I think they did a good job. There we go. Alright, so let's see here. Did they get guild halls fixed in this yet?
I don't know.
Filter guild. Does, oh, I guess there are. No? Oh, the filter guild isn't for guild halls, it's for your guild mates. That's what that is. So if you do the filter, you can do all guild or my houses. If
right.
You do guild, it's your guild mates.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. I thought it was guild halls. I'm going to go back to the Legion of Kithagor Guild Hall, see if anyone's actually voted, because I don't think you can vote on guild halls. Although you can post it.
For some odd reason. You post it, but it doesn't show.
Let me see here. Publish or unpublish the house.
That's what I'm going to have to do when I go get...
Name.
What's his face? Nathan.
Next.
I'm just selling off my goodies that I've picked up from hunting and throwing stuff on the broker. And the normal stuff I do when I come in. Now
yeah.
I can go to the house.
There you go.
Sorry. I'm sort of anal. When I come in from hunting, I need
I see
to
how
do
you
these
are.
Things. I just have to. So we'll go to the house. And I'll go get Nathan.
No, apparently you can't do guild halls.
Too bad. Sorry.
Carell says that we need a Nathan Ironforge Facebook page. I know Q has one.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Q has one. And he does just random stuff like... Oh, God. Quo, whatever the hell his name is. Let me look him up here. Oh, come on. I gotta be misspelling his name. Hold on a second. Just look it up.
Gotta be in here somewhere right now.
You're mumbling.
I can't find him.
I can't find him! Housing. Plushies.
Plushies. He's under new. Would he be in housing?
Yeah, he should be under plushies. I'm not seeing him.
Well, he's not quite a plushie. I think he's under housing.
Well, yeah.
Another quick way is just go to the welcoming screen.
No, that's for Nathan. I'm talking about Quo.
I know, but if you go to where Nathan is, it'll bring it up, and he's right there with
it. I got it. Q-H-O. I was misspelling it. Let's see here. Q-H-O. There we go. Fictional character, yes. 50 friends.
Ooh, there's somebody in my house.
Well, yeah, he, I don't know who the owner is, but they do, like, power lines are made from copper. Looks like a rare to me. Hides the evidence. That's the plan. Rule the world.
I think I'll go up to my island. I'll put him up on the island.
Sure.
Well, I don't want to unlist it just to somebody's checking it out, you know?
Right, true.
Sort of rude. So, okay. Now I got a place to put him. Now we'll go buy his little butt. Okay. We'll buy Nathan Ironforge.
That sounds wrong in some way.
It's so many bad things are going to happen to Nathan. He is no longer going to be safe.
No, not at all.
And it looks just like Nathan Ironforge. Hail, Nathan. My friend dared me to lick a frozen lamppost next Frostfell. And you have your choice of, that sounds like fun, or would you like to join me outside for a bit? So I'm going to say, that sounds like fun. I'm going to... hail him again. He says, let's go have an adventure. And I said, maybe. I don't know if he's speaking. I have my sounds down, so I need to turn my sounds up for a second.
Right. Cool. Lara says, do it!
He says, hello. Will you take me to see a gnoll, Elquin? I'll think about it. Have you ever seen a gnoll? No, he doesn't speak, but he does say hello.
Alright.
I still get a kick out of it when NPCs have just the wrong voice after they're done actually talking. It was like, thank you very much for finishing my quest. And then you hail them again. Hail! What?
Oh, God. Okay.
Zaress says, take him to see the gnolls and the Great Divide.
He says, okay, sure, I'll take you. He says, I thought you'd never ask, but my parents say I can only come out for about an hour at a time. I said, that's okay. And I'm getting this, are we there yet? We're going to take the short route to the Common Land, or Antanica. I love my tinkering. Wormhole, Antanica, here we go.
Do it.
I'm doing it.
I found
some more. As soon as it comes up.
I want to know what he does.
And besides asking me if we're there yet?
He must be destroyed.
Yeah, see if he follows me.
Oh.
Hmm?
I get to sleep in tomorrow. Sorry.
I see how you are.
Mm-hmm. I have a dog next to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You a good dog?
I'm pretty sure he wants out or something.
He's a good dog.
A whine. Where's Nathan?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, there he is. Took him a minute.
All right. Go around and see if he actually says anything while you're out gallivanting.
Have you ever seen a gnoll before? Is it true what they say about orcs? Oh, God.
What, he's just saying stuff that he already says in-game? I'm going to check out Quo-Q.
Well, I'm going to throw him on the back of my horse and take him with me. He doesn't run very fast, so...
Ah.
We're going to fly on over to Blackboro.
Let's see if he actually says anything to the gnolls.
Yes. I'm going to take him into the heart of gnoll land and see what he says.
Well, I think I'm going to get Q, Quo, whatever the hell his name is, and see what he does. See, yes, volume.
We'll drag the little guys around with us. I'll probably get both of them and put them in cages later.
I should not be placed in a guild hall. They actually have to go to my house. House. Leave hall.
I don't think he's used to flying either. No, he's turning a little green on me.
Oh, by the way, folks, if anyone ever hears the radio ads, I know you're going to groan, huh? If anyone ever sees the radio ads for you to get a free iPad by testing it and stuff like that, and they'll let you have it for free, you know, tell you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Nothing but a scam. I went to their website, filled out their little form and stuff, you know, you're supposed to be testing the iPad. Bullshit.
Didn't you know those are scams?
They're fucking scams. I mean, I have been getting, let's see, how many times has this fake phone number been trying to call me? Let me see.
You gave them your cell phone number.
I did. It's the only phone number we got. But, yeah, for Christ's sake.
What's
but,
wrong,
you know, I pick up the phone. There's no one there.
You better make sure they're not charging the phone.
We have unlimited calls, huh?
It still doesn't matter. You need to call and block that number.
We got an app that's blocking the call, but it still technically goes through.
Well, I have him in Blackboro, and he just says, I'm going to be just like Elquin Jenna when I grow up. You're going to have a sex change?
Nice.
So we're in the middle of Blackboro. And I have him standing right next to a gnoll.
He's not saying dick, huh?
I'll hail him and see what he says.
Actually, it looks like they gave up. I haven't received any today.
Have you seen a gnoll before? Yeah, Nathan, there's one right here. Right here, the saber-toothed gnoll. That's a gnoll, Nathan.
Well, apparently he doesn't do anything. Although I think that would have been really cool, hint, hint, developers... If while you have Nathan out, if you actually pass by a gnoll, he would react.
You know, that takes a lot of AI, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I know they do have potions for that, but Nathan's going to grow up to be just like me, so it's going to be interesting. I'll try killing the gnoll and see if he reacts.
He won't.
Is going to be short. Whap!
He won't.
Nothing.
But I think, you know, he should react to gnolls.
Nathan.
He should react to gnolls And Quo, Q, however the hell you pronounce his name, while you have him out, should, like, automatically, like, lead you to shinies.
Oh, he should be commenting about the nodes around.
Yeah. Or something like that.
He doesn't go for shiny. He's a harvester. He likes...
That's true. But, you know, I don't think it would be that hard to put in trigger things like he's watching your log or something like that. I mean, the ACT, whatever the hell it's called, the,
AI?
No. The parser?
Yeah.
The parser has a thing where it will look for stuff on your log. And, you know, you can put in trigger sounds and stuff like that. I don't think it would be too hard for him to look for, you know, a black burrow knoll or something like that, you know?
Okay, and Cho, it's pronounced Cho. C-H-O?
Cho?
That's what they're saying.
Cho.
Alright. Cho.
What the hell is it? Why is he held? Is he called? Is it spelled Quo then?
I don't know. The Q is pronounced C. I don't know.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, Nathan's not reacting out here to any of the gnolls. The gnolls are staring at him, too.
I told you he wouldn't.
They're looking at him like he's a pork chop. I'm serious. This one saber tooth, this scrawny saber tooth down here, is just staring at him, drooling. He knows better to touch him, because as soon as he does, he's dead. He's already seen his partner up here just die instantly, so it was like, Well, I wonder if I took him down and showed him some of the guards that's deeper down. This is just a scrawny knoll. Let's get him down with the big bad nasties down here in Blackboro.
Hun, they're not... He's not going to react.
I know, but let's see what the rest of these guys do. Do they stare at him like he's a pork chop?
I think they're staring at you.
No. The guards are staring at him.
Let's see. Flame on the Bizarre server wants to know how long the AFK has been in business. It's been about a year or so now, I think. Let me check their website. Maybe it says. Let me check that out. I might say here. Let's see, home news about. Let's check out about. It does not say. Does not say, but it does say video games, RPGs, card games, board games, and miniatures. Every gamer can play at the AFK Cavern. Xbox 360s, gaming PCs, and a large gaming stage for group play, extra plugs for your laptop, and blazing fast speakeasy internet connection. We provide terrain for your next miniature battle and tables for any size magic game. The dungeon master / storyteller of your group even gets to order from our happy hour menu all night.
Happy Dungeon Master is a good Dungeon Master.
Yep, so I guess your Dungeon Master gets special treatment. So there we go.
Yep, the gnolls down here are definitely... Uh-oh, Nathan, get out of the fire pit. Standing in the gnoll fire pit, that's not going to be good.
Nice.
But yeah, they're looking at him like he's a little pork chop on legs down here. They're drooling.
That's what gnolls do, they drool.
You just leave. Too bad I can't say, Nathan, stay here. That'd be funny if somebody else came along on Nathan down in Blackboro and just standing nice. There going, have you seen a gnoll?
Nice. For those of you who may be interested in Great Divide 2, the named Griffin flesh render is flying around.
On the AB server.
On the Antonioville server. Hello there, flesh render. Can we get an interview?
Yeah, right.
He rendered me flesh.
Be not like interviewing, you know, Grimfeather. I mean, come on.
Oh.
And he's still asking me, are we there yet?
Well, he sounds really annoying then. Whoops. Okay.
Well, you know, watching the gnolls watch him is priceless. That's worth the price of admission, literally. Nice. Okay,
what?
Watching him walk around or stand.
Well, it's just about 8 o'clock. I think we're going to go ahead and have a little music break here. Let's see. We did not get any letters this week, so there's no Ask a Drunken Dwarf, but we do have. But the boys did go to a karaoke bar.
And we get to announce the contest, too.
Yeah, we can do that when we get back.
Yeah, all the mail bombs have been sent. I mean, the mail is, you know, bombs away, you know. Sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that.
Here it is, December 13th, and she's talking about terrorism. Nice. Way to go, hon. We're going to have the freaking Homeland Security knocking on my door tomorrow morning. Thanks, appreciate that.
Well, everybody that sent in an answer got something, as long as they gave me an email to send it to. Or not an email, but an address to send it to. And, you know, I was thinking of these t-shirts. You know, some of the people asked for t-shirts we didn't have the sizes for, but I sent them one anyway. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening, here's an idea, okay? You can either, I was thinking, you could turn them into a pillowcase. Use them as a pillowcase. Or sew up all the openings, well, except one, you can use it for stuffing and then sew it up later. But turn them into a pillow.
There you go. Then you can have a Hubert the Hamster pillow.
Yes! You can sleep with Hubert! That didn't sound right either. I think it's time you go play some music and I let the dog out.
Alright, so when we get back, we can ask who let the dog out, because it'll be eloquent. And, okay, we're going to have some drunken karaoke with Doofu and Cheez-It. And we'll be back in about 10-15 minutes.
I love you, baby.
I love you.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you. I'm down here in Blackboro with Lyra, and we're debating about feeding him to the gnolls.
Oh, she brought
down Co. We decided not to be that evil to the gnolls, so probably give them upset tummies. You know, we're thinking maybe the orcs. We'll just hand them over to the orcs. And I was wondering, you know, if it would be possible to take them both out at the same time if you had both of them. Lyra said you can't.
Probably not.
And that Norith is not ready for such evil.
Probably not.
So, I agree.
Although, like we were just discussing in the chat channel, they're not lore. You can have multiples. So, I think if someone actually had the time that kind of spare cash, it would be kind of awesome to like zone into someone's house and just be completely surrounded by crows.
Arduin of Arcane Masters was threatening to fill the guild with them. He was being given them. But you can't put him in a guild hall, so that sort of messes that up. But I could just see zoning in and having a whole bunch of Chos around.
Cho.
Cho.
And then, you know, just Cho after Cho after Cho. And we will name the house Domino's Nightmare.
No.
Or Domino's
Den Mom's
Revenge.
Nightmare. She's the one that wants to hang him.
Oh, okay. Den Mom's Nightmare.
I want to give a shout out to Belglade.
Belglade, yeah.
Yeah, he's come back to EQ and has, not sure how long ago, but he rolled a character just to be on the server, and he's listening live with us.
Yeah,
for
I
the
see
first time. He's usually been one of our podcast listeners.
Yeah, I see him in the chat channel. Welcome back to Norath. He says that he needs to put up a Council of Cho in his house.
Oh, no!
And we want to congratulate Krellic, Legion of Kithakor, for dinging level 74.
Congrats. You're moving on up.
Yeah, moving on up. Moving on up. So congratulations to Krellic. Good stuff. Alright, so what else is new? What can we talk about here?
Well, I guess we can talk about the contest.
Yes, let me get that email that you sent me.
Okay.
Let me see here.
Lear and I will just hang out here in Blackboro.
Alright.
The kids are happy. They're playing with the gnolls now.
Don't tell them that ball they're playing with is actually concentrated null crap.
Well, the gnolls are chasing it, so I don't know. They've got them pounding all over the place down here. I don't know.
Okay, so...
to the kids.
So the question that we asked people to answer was... Go on.
What did Elquin do to herself in-game?
What did Elquin do to herself in-game?
Yes.
Okay, some of the answers that we got, and we'll...
you take one, and I'll take one.
All right. Trinity Sutherland replies, Elquin has transformed herself into a freeblood. This way, she can host a new show, Ask a Sexy Succubus.
And then that would be a line of, Krima, bring me my mail.
Oh, God.
With a special first guest of Cho.
Nice.
Okay, next.
And Catherine said that, I'm not going to say her last name because this is not her game name, thinks Elquin got a piercing. Go ahead.
Okay, someone who just responded as someone you know says, I'm going to take a guess since SOE's power went out, you're sitting in the corner of your house screaming, Elquin, where art thou? While crying furiously.
They wrote it at that time, and they were doing the same thing, so...
Yeah.
And HUD...
HUD
says, Elquin accidentally drank a potion of disgenderment.
Disgenderment.
No.
Nope. No. All right, let's see. Michelle writes, she dyed her hair hot pink.
No.
Next.
Hattis? I think that's how you'd say that name?
Mm-hmm.
Elquin got a new haircut and a facial at the newly opened Norathian Spa. It sounds like a fun place to go, but no.
Okay. True Flight from the Antonio Vale server writes, so I'm hoping that she finally rid herself of that terrible Tyrdal ailment that she's been suffering from since last year. No.
And Tracy writes, my answer would have to be she went to the stylist Serge in North Kinos for a new hairdo and color job. No.
Okay, I would like to say that everyone that responded to the question, what has Elquin Jenna done to herself, did receive stuff out of the EQ2 swag box.
As I could stuff in that little box, these little boxes that we've got. There's a few things in there.
Alright, so what is the official answer? What has
Well, before you go on, I want to apologize to those people. Apparently, they got emailed each time I tried to make the labels. So, I had a response today about, wow, 3 boxes! No, you, really, I'm sorry, you only got one, but you mailed you 3 times to let you know I was sending it.
Mm-hmm.
I still need printer ink. That was a comedy of errors. So anyway.
So what has Elkringenna done to herself?
Well,
I don't know, you haven't told me.
I know. I've reached, this is not what I did, but, you know, I did reach 300, you know, AA points, so, you know, I can't further that anymore.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've maxed out all my Ritz, you know, factions and Kinos to the point where it's just silly.
Wait, let me guess. Can I guess?
No, I'm not done yet.
Okay, go on.
But, you know, and there is some things I'd like to have on the city merchants, you know, like that dragon.
Yeah.
So that's going to take status points. So go ahead and guess.
I'm guessing that you reset, or I don't know exactly what it's called, but you've chosen a different line of crafting. You're no longer a tailor.
Nope.
No?
Okay. No.
You have been changing alignment so you can get different stuff from the different crafting factions.
Alignment? What do you mean?
Well, crafting alignment. Well, you know, like right now I'm in the Ironforge estate.
No.
But I would really like stuff over in that comes from the Hollis place, but I'd have to change.
No.
Okay, so I give up. So what's happened?
I betrayed Freeport.
No! Wait a minute. No!
So I've been doing it. I knew he was going to do that.
You are evil now.
Go Team Evil! They've got chocolate chip cookies. Come on. No, I don't lose any of my city faction, you know, with all the city faction guys in the other place. So I'm building up my other ones.
Lord.
What the hell?
Lord Vader.
You know, how? Yes. I mean, I want to get like 7 million plus status points because I want 2 dragons. One's 7,000, one's 5,000. So, you know, if I'm going to do something, and you know, if I got to do Ritz to get the status to buy these things, mm-hmm, why should I keep doing it in the same place where it's not going to make a difference?
Yeah. I mean, to be perfectly honest, I don't care about status. I mean, faction. I couldn't care less. As far as I'm concerned, Jethel is neutral. If the Haven had all the benefits of a standard city, I'd be with them.
Well, in a way, they do. If you ended up being an exile, you could get a place up in Marge Jewel.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And they've got banks and everything right there with whatever, you know, house you end up with.
Yeah, I don't like their house, so.
That's fine.
Anyway, so Elkwind is now evil, like the fruits of the devil.
I'm not evil.
You are.
I'm with the Red Hoods. I wish I could join the Red Hoods.
You are so you are so evil. I will impersonate Emperor Palpatine.
You are evil.
Well, maybe that's why I want to feed Nathan to the gnolls, but you know.
Lord Vader, she is now evil. Yes, my master.
Anyway, so that was the official answer. Elkringenna has skipped the pond
for now. Yeah, I think Freeport might just be misunderstood. I mean, I'm getting used to the town. Now the guards don't want to kill me.
Well,
I had
you
to
know,
sneak around before. Well, and the merchants are actually talking to me and stuff.
Well, you know, pretty soon you're going to have to learn the city all over again.
Yeah, I know, which is another reason why I kind of wanted to do it. You know, the worst part of the whole betrayal thing, you know, because I did it in
the dog, right? The dog?
No, well, no? That was a little. Yeah, but Elkwin's kind of
well,
like,
you
okay,
like
fine,
that?
Kill it.
You killed
you
the puppy after making it love you and trust you. You killed it. You have no soul.
But he kept trying to bite me no matter what I did. So it was like,
fucking then. All right.
I would wag its tail and then it'd bite me, and it was like, fine, gone. When I finally made this, you know, because I did a little research because I didn't want to lose all my friggin' masters.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, if you're going straight across, you won't. So, fine. So I say yes at the very end, and all my stuff resets, right?
I hope
and
you saved your
And I get a little panicked. because I'm seeing the apprentice ones come up, and I'm going, oh, crap. And then I see a master. I go, oh, okay. So I'm sitting here watching it all fill through and all the little ones go through. You know that I ended up walking away, watching a movie with you, coming back. It was 3 hours, and it was still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, I can't shut down. I'm afraid I won't. You know, I'm not sure what will happen here. You know, I don't want to lose any of my spells. So, or my combat arts and stuff. It's like, oh.
No, when
but
I...
3 friggin' hours at level 90 to get everything all back. And then I forgot that it also resets your AAs. So I had to set them back all up again. Since I took so much time last time I did it, I pretty much knew it by heart, you know, how to put it all back.
No, I did that too when I was going back and forth through the factions to get a house in every city. I had to do that too. Multiple times, because I went from good to evil back to good again.
So I'll stick around in Freeport, learn the town a little bit. Like, you know, I didn't know where the Chrono Mage was the other night, and I had to look it up.
Oh, it's right in front of the Tier 2 Guild Hall.
In Eastern Freeport.
I don't know anything.
Those, the ones in the Tier 2 are the ones for the...
Oh, that's right. That's the...
Battlegrounds.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, I got to learn a few things. But, yeah, I have some plans for Freeport items that I got to get status to buy for. And
mm-hmm.
I'll be there for a while. I think I'm doing okay. Let's see. Character, factions. Let's see how my factions are looking. Shattered Lands. Yeah, I'm still pretty... Oh, I'm amiable. To Freeport Militia, Seafarer Buccaneers, Dismal Rage, Academy of Science, Arcane Science...
Well, yeah, I mean, you would be.
Let's see what else I got here. And then all the coral, the trade still ones I haven't even worked on. I'm not certain. I'll take a look and see if there's anything I really have to have from one of them, and we'll work on that. But I'm more into hunting. But yeah, I'm still ally with the Kino's Guard, Tunair Alliance, the Concordium.
Oh, yeah, you don't lose
that. Yes, Soil Watch. Blah, 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 blah.
Now, the only faction you're going to lose is the faction you went against for the betrayal.
Yeah.
And even then, if you're just doing it once, you don't lose enough to become KOS.
Oh, with who?
Well, like when I betrayed the... well, you don't become KOS to the Iron Fork Estate, but... When I did it, I did the Iron Forge Estate, and I can still buy from them.
Iron Forge Estate. Let's see.
It's crafting.
Is kindly. I've never really worked on that one. I don't think you lose that one. But yeah, I don't have much more really to go that much with the rest of them. So what the heck? Yeah, you lose your main city faction, but not...
Oh, of course, of course.
So that's it. That's what I did to myself. I betrayed.
Damn you.
Now, I wish there was more stuff with the Green Hood, so I'm hoping that maybe with this revamp they've got something planned. Or the Red Hoods.
For the Red Hoods, yeah.
Because I actually believe in what their line of thinking.
Besides, we've never been goody-goody two-shoes, have we?
No.
Hell, I'm going through the Archer's Woods right now just killing deer.
Hello, dear.
You're dead. You over there, Noel. Yes, come here. I need a new hat.
So I've been doing pretty good, and my, let's see, how many pieces of Rygor do I got now? I have... But I had more pieces than that. I have the gloves, the bracers, the shoulders, and the head. So I still need the chest piece, of course. The leggings and the boots.
God, you're watching
I've just
these.
Been watching for gems on the broker and buying them, but I'm also generating funds for myself when I do my writ runs.
Right.
Because I do a whole slew of them up in Stonebrunt. And they're just ridiculously easy. Like I said, I just target it, auto attack, and the sucker's dead. So I just whip through a whole bunch of them in a short amount of time. But I'm picking up shinies and I'm selling them. And and then when I hit Eastern Waste to do that set, I have my divining rod. Love tinkering. So I'm picking up shinies that I never knew were around me before and popping them on the broker, nice. The ones I don't use. So it's generating funds. I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
So does that shock and awe you as badly as you reacted?
No. Like I said, I don't care about fashion, so no biggie.
Yeah, I gotta make sure I get that chocolate chip cookie recipe that I'm now on that side.
Mm-hmm.
I know where the quest is.
Chocolate chip cookies.
I might have it. I think Crema got it for me. I'm not certain. Let's see. Chocolate. Yes, I do have the recipe for the chocolate chip cookies of Seething Malice.
Well, there you go, then.
Like I said, once you go over, they give you cookies.
All right, so, let's see.
They believe... Yeah, Cheddarella believes that it was inedible.
Hmm.
That I was bound to do it. There's somebody down here of the name of Woots. Woots.
Woots.
Yes. Woots and Free Cat are down here tearing up the knolls.
Hmm. Alrighty, well, have we got anything else to talk about? I'm actually kind of tired.
No, I'm going to enjoy sleeping in tomorrow.
Yeah, whatever.
It's going to be fun.
Let's see how you are.
What?
I still say I can just see myself oversleeping. Gonna get a call. Where the hell are you? Oh, God. Well, I already warned her. I already warned my boss that you're taking like a week off, and I'm not sure how the hell I'm gonna wake up.
How do you say A-L-E-V-A-H?
What's that?
A-L-E-V-A-H. They just typed in channel.
What, Aleva?
Aleva. Dubs me Darth Doll.
Okay.
Instead of Tear Doll, Darth Doll.
By the way, this is kind of funny. You know when you zone, you get those...
Cho down here in the Blackboro thing just asked where the nearest bathroom was.
Okay, well, it's Blackboro. I would say right at your feet. Anyway, you know when you're zoning, you got that did you know stuff? You know, little tips and stuff. You ever see the empty one?
No.
Yeah.
What's the empty one say? Just empty?
It's empty. There's an empty line. So they missed. They missed a line.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
It just says empty and has a couple of brackets.
Oh, God.
They were supposed to put something there.
It's the missing tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody ate the tidbit.
Apparently.
Okay. You're right. You need to take Cho to the bathroom.
Okay. Anyway, I'm tired. Had a long day.
Okay.
Remember, in 2 weeks, on the 27th of September, we'll be at the AFK Tavern in Everett, Washington. If you're in the Washington area and want to come up and say hi, it's afktavern.com. You can find directions how to get there from there. And we'll be there the 27th. I told them we'd be there probably 6:30 to set up.
Yeah.
And stuff.
But at least 7 to 9, somewhere around there.
Yeah, we'll have the manager or owner, whoever is available, the AFK Tavern.
Have you made the request for that yet already?
Yes. And we will have Brass, Linda
via
Carlson,
Skype.
Via Skype. She responded back to me and wished that she could be there in person. That the AFK Tavern sounds like a wonderful idea for a tavern. She wishes she could be there, but she can't. Also, this is a bit ahead of time here, but in 1 month, Tuesday, October 13th, the Death of Silverwing Show will have as their guest Nathan McCall, a.k.a. Keith Heal. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Keith Heal, who is one of the lead designers for EverQuest 2, and we'll be talking about what we can expect at Night of the Dead this week.
That week.
Straight from one of the designers.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. So that's what's going on. Lyra, of course, is asking about Frostfell. I'll see what I can do.
Go work on it. We got some time.
Yeah. Alrighty. That's it for this show this week, folks. I'm tired. I'm going to go downstairs watch some TV or something.
I'm going to join him.
We'll make some popcorn.
Ooh, popcorn.
All right, folks.
Lyra, I'm just going to say, Lyra, I'm heading back to the guild hall so I can put Nathan to bed someplace.
All right.
Preferably in the stables.
Yes, I will be accepting questions for Keith Heal. I'll post something up on Facebook and at kithacore.org when we start getting around that time. And before that, let's go ahead and hear from Smed and see what he has to say about Lyra.
Hello, I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and Lyra, you are a Frostfell elf.
Yes, so Lyra is a Frostfell elf. All right, folks, that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Gentle Silverwing Show, the 13th of September, 2011. I will have this up probably tomorrow sometime. Good night, everyone. Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheese It Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.